We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are with Robert Houghton of Road to Recovery. And Robert, you just found out from me just now that Buffalo Bishop Richard Malone is resigning on Wednesday. This according to a report from Rocco Palmo. What's your reaction to this?
Well, my reaction is one of great joy for the people of Buffalo, for the abuse survivors of sexual abuse by clergy, and for the entire Church of Buffalo. This is a long time in coming, and unfortunately, if it weren't the Catholic Church, Bishop Malone would have been gone a long time ago. Whenever a CEO of an organization or a company behaves the way that Bishop Malone behaved, he or she would have been ousted a long time ago. So this is great news, good for the people of Buffalo. A shout out to the brave survivors who came forward and really were the reason for his resignation, if indeed that's what's going to happen on Wednesday.
Yeah, this comes just 2 weeks, though, after he had come back from the Holy See, and he said that he spoke with Pope Francis, and Pope Francis said that he is aware of some of the problems and understands what's going on here in Buffalo. But Malone indicated in a video that he sent out that really, you know, he wants to see this through. Do you think, though, that there's a chance that he doesn't resign, and this is just a classic example of a wrong report?
Well, Rocco Palmo has a history of reporting correctly from Rome. He has a lot of connections in Rome and in the church. So I would tend to believe it. What I'm thinking happened is that Bishop Malone has realized that his standing in the diocese has become so low that it's time to go. And I think probably he's saying to himself, you know, it's the end of the year, start off 2020 with a new bishop and hopefully start anew and let the Diocese of Buffalo begin to heal.
Rocco's report said it's going to be the Albany bishop that would take over at the head of the Buffalo Diocese. Do you know anything about the Albany bishop, and do you think changing the bishop is going to really change anything as it relates to the crisis here in Western New York?
Are you saying that Bishop Scharfenberger is going to be appointed, or will he be the temporary administrator of both dioceses?
I believe it's the temporary one, but I'm not 100%.
Yeah. That's very common. If it's Bishop Scharfenberger in Albany, he may be asked to become the temporary administrator. So he will run both dioceses until the Pope appoints a new Bishop of Buffalo.
Do you really have any opinion of the Albany Bishop?
The only thing I've heard about the Albany Bishop is that he has been somewhat more compassionate and more open and transparent regarding clergy sexual abuse than Bishop Malone. Now, that's not saying a whole lot when we compare him to Bishop Malone, but I have heard some good things about Bishop Scharfenberger.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.